metabolism. Baobab for immune support. Lifeway Shot. Embrace wellness naturally.
This news bulletin on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Vatra Mineral Water. Vatra, made for all, made for life.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 Hours News Bulletin on Millennium Radio. The headlines. Stakeholders call for a strong board at New Energy Corporation. Government to lift travel ban after Lusaka-Ndola roadworks. Trump wants immediate negotiations to acquire Greenland but insists he won't use force.
Of development.
With the details, my name is Mogwema Timothy Jilalam. Stakeholders have challenged the government to appoint a strong and competent board to ensure the effective operation of the newly formed Energy Special Purpose Vehicle, the Zambia National Energy Corporation. ZCCMIH, holding in collaboration with the Ministry of Finance, has incorporated the Special Purpose Vehicle. We called the Zambia National Energy Corporation aimed at expanding and spreading investment in the energy sector. Energy expert Tilason Chikwanda has warned that failure by the government to appoint a solid board and competent management will prevent the corporation from fulfilling its intended mandate. Mr. Chikwanda says such a move would pose serious challenges, as has been experienced in the past. He adds that without proper leadership, the corporation risks becoming a replica of other underperforming government institutions.
So the government is able to form special purpose vehicles or any company under the Ministry of Finance. And, you know, the number of companies already exist under ITC. So there's nothing unusual about what they've done. I think the fact that they've brought in ZCCM, which is going to be putting in money into the company. I read that the ZCCM has committed quite a significant amount of money. That itself is the first step to attracting investment, because the money which I believe the money which ZCCM is putting in is equity, and that is one of the most difficult parts of the fundraise. If it is equity when you are raising capital.
Meanwhile, member of the Parliamentary Committee on Parastatal Institutions, Mwita Anakoka, has urged stakeholders not to oppose the formation of the Zambia National Energy Corporation, stating that its establishment is for a good cause. Mr. Anakoka says the creation of the special purpose vehicle will help address several challenges currently facing the energy sector.
Government, through the Minister of Finance and the ZCCMIH. Now, the purpose of forming a special purpose vehicle is to normally have a channel through which a specific activity or project can be implemented. There is nothing extraordinary or out of the norm that comes with forming a special purpose vehicle, but it ensures there is focus on a specific project. As you know, both of those entities that are involved in this special entity, the purpose vehicle, have many other activities that they carry out.
Environmentalist Rebecca Mudenda says the rapid expansion of large-scale solar farms has severe consequences on the environment. Ms. Mudenda says while solar power remains a clean alternative to fossil fuels, studies show that extensive solar installation can have excessive affect local environments. She explains that research indicates that solar farms can create a solar heat island effect with nearby temperatures rising by up to 4 degrees Celsius as panels absorb and slowly release heat. She further explains that installations also reduce land reflectivity, altering local energy balance and potentially affecting soil moisture and rainfall. The environmental concerns further extends to land clearing, habitat disruptions, and long-term challenges of solar panel waste, as many countries lack recycling systems. However, she says careful site selection, vegetation management, and systems like agrivoltaics can help reduce these impacts while supporting clean energy goals.
Extracting these materials often involve open pit mining, which can significantly damage land and natural ecosystems. Forests may be cleared, wildlife habitats destroyed, and biodiversity reduced. In addition, mining activities can pollute rivers and groundwater through chemical runoff, posing serious risks to both human population and wildlife. The manufacturing of solar panels is highly energy intensive and often relies on electricity generated from fossil fuels. This results in indirect greenhouse gas emissions before the panels are even installed.
Government says it intends to lift the ban on night travel once works on the Lusaka and Dolodoro carriageway are completed. Transport and Logistics Minister Frank Tayali says about 60% of road traffic accidents that prompted the night travel restrictions occurred along the Lusaka-Ndola corridor. Mr. Tayali says government is committed to rolling out a 24-hour economy, which will allow public service vehicles to operate at night once safety conditions improve. He says his ministry, working with the Road Transport and Safety Agency, is closely monitoring the situation before the restriction can be lifted. Mr. Tayali adds that the RTSA is also developing a freight safety management policy aimed at improving the roadworthiness and safety of commercial vehicles.
We are very pleased with the progress being made on this particular project, and I can almost certainly say that because of those statistics of 60% of crashes occurring on this road, I can almost certainly say that once the road is completed, that we will definitely be able to reinstate a 24/7 economy where our people can actually also move at night. But this is not just the only road that we must focus on. I'm sure you are aware that the Minister of Infrastructure is also busy working on the stretch, for instance, between Mpika and Serenje, a very bad stretch also.
Small-scale farmers development agency SAFADA has expressed concerns over the underutilization of the Zambia Commodity Exchange, ZAMES, by farmers. ZAMES is a market platform that facilitates transparent trading of agricultural commodities and provides certification of storage facilities. SAFADA Executive Director Boyd Morway says despite the many benefits offered by the platform, farmers have not fully taken advantage of it. Mr. Morway notes that this has disadvantaged many farmers as they are missing out on opportunities to access better markets. He adds that stakeholders have also failed to utilize the platform for the exportation of agricultural commodities.
Government engaged Zamas is under commodity exchange to be the sole agent that is buying this from the farmers in collaboration with the FRIA and also working together with some organizations, but mobile players in the village. And these two organizations to make sure that they raise money on time. Okay, they should have a higher target than a small target, let's say, looking at consumption, how much you need to consume in the country, and then they just target that. This is to buy. You know, government is a big buyer, so you should target to buy more than what they are supposed to buy at the target.
And now, business news. Business news.
The Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, CCPC, has warned schools against forcing parents and learners to buy uniforms from specific suppliers, citing it as a violation of consumer rights. CCPC Senior Public Relations Officer Florence Zazam observed that the practice common at the start of academic years restricts consumer choice and can lead to inflated prices and reduced quality. Ms. Zazam emphasized that